It's Tuesday, the 23rd of April, and I am Leonard Witbeen with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. Windhoek Mayor Queen Omagano Kamati responded to issues raised by the Karutura Residents Committee during a demonstration held on Monday. The session sought to promote transparency and facilitate dialogue pertaining to residents' concerns. City spokesperson Harold Akwenye provides further insights into the purpose and outcomes of the engagement.
The main complaint from the committee was merely the fact them not wanting Red Force to be the collecting agency for the city of Windhoek. But unfortunately, we do have a contractual obligations with them, and they will continue collecting money on behalf of the city of Windhoek, as well as they want us to write off 100% of all residents in Windhoek, and not only the pensioners. But unfortunately, for sustainability purposes, we can't do that. We are definitely going to write off then for individuals, households and companies. It's only going to be 50%. And also on their interest.
In a recent dialogue, political expert Ndumba Kamwanya provided significant insights into the intricacies of Namibian politics, with focus on the strategic utilization of seasoned leaders within the ruling SWAPO party during election campaigns. Kamwanya highlighted the contrast with South Africa's ANC, where figures like former President Thabo Mbeki have been effectively deployed, indicating a different scenario for Namibia.
When you want to deploy someone, that someone must have credibility, that the people must believe in that person, and we don't have a lot of people with good reputation and credibility within the ruling party SWAPO. So that is probably the impediment.
Windhoek becomes the hub for the ongoing Train IQA program, spearheaded by Dr. Ngepa Timokadila from the University of Namibia. The initiative tackles pressing challenges such as heightened education demand, surging student enrollments, cross-border education dynamics, and the imperative shift towards digital transformation accelerated by the impact of COVID-19.
It benefits in Namibia in such a way that participation in the workshop and conference is a platform whereby we experiences on quality assurance in higher education. So quality becomes key. So we need to provide quality higher education, and our higher education provision must be comparable to higher education elsewhere in the region and beyond.
The City of Cape Town says it is putting 35 million rand behind Project 1000's leadership in the coming year, as it aims to keep growing policing resources to help fight crime. The project builds on the work of the LEAP program in partnership with the Western Cape government. Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis says investments are showing promising results, particularly in helping police combat gang, drug and gun crime. A United Nations report on a review of the world body's humanitarian organization, UNRWA, has found it has robust frameworks to ensure compliance with humanitarian neutrality. The review of the organization was initiated by the Secretary General following allegations by Israel that several UNRWA staff had been involved in the October 7th attacks on Israel by Hamas. Jody Jacobs brings us the report from the United Nations headquarters in New York.
The review was spearheaded by former French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna, and while it did not directly address the allegations that several UNRWA staff were involved in the October 7th attacks on Israel, the report said that Israel had not provided any proof yet. It made several recommendations, like reviewing UNRWA's textbooks and how to better vet staff. Israel has said that the report ignores the severe accusations against UNRWA, offers only suggestions for cosmetic reforms. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.